But therefore, it's on
the
there.
The Craftsman House on 1918. This was built actually as a model home for the suburbia. This was suburbia, okay, of the downtown. And that's why they call these tours Westward Ho, because you had everything was the downtown where the courthouse was, Beach Drive, you know, all the way down here, and then the beaches. So conveniently, you know, they actually talked about how the palm trees blew and blew everybody west toward the beaches. So this was one of the first homes built. Right
the
now,
whole Asian influence.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And you'll see an airplane house if
oh,
I.
Oh, an airplane! I love them.
I'll remember the street of it. I think it's on Second that way. Anyway, Jeff Shore, he's the local curator of this. He carries local artists' work and different work from the area. He hosts on the top floor. I believe they have the artists in residence. So the Morian Center for Clay, okay, which Jan Richardson, a renowned clay artist, they have a museum down on Central Avenue, Morian Center, and then the Morian Center for Clay is by the old railroad station where a lot of these craftsman homes actually came when they were moved, okay.
I thought they built... Brought them in on the railroad to build.
Yes.
You know, a lot of them were.
And there, well, you're going to see others too that are not craftsmen that were like Sears Roebuck kit homes.
Oh, yeah, kit homes.
Okay. So, you know, they have events here, her radio station event. What is the name of that radio station?
Oh, Radio St. Pete.
Radio St. Pete. They, I'm a writer, so retired teacher, embarking on writing, published a memoir in 2019. Doing a novel right now, hoping to publish it by the end of the year. So a lot of artists gathered here. We had our writing classes, some of them in there. They host concert events. I think a couple weeks ago, your mom had gone right to some kind
of they host
guitar player, this, that, the other thing. So it's a very active, it's actually a focal point of this area.
And the thing, and the original model home, like
and
you
the original
said.
Model home,
it's
and
a big bungalow.
Yes, and there was some, you know, changes made. Okay, there's a Potter studio
in the back site,
Because that's usually the artist in residence. Many times, it's often a Potter.
That's where they live.
Right. Yeah, it's on the second.
So they live, I think, on the second floor. But then there's a pottery studio down below that we can't see because it's not open right
down
now.
Below.
Where they
and
do all the pottery.
There's been a lot of changes. So I've lived in St. Pete since 1985. And so this, the Grand Central, and we'll take a little tour of the Grand Central. And by the way, this place right here is my new favorite place. This is new. It's a British pub.
Oh,
okay.
It's really fun.
The new public house. They have the best
wow.
Okay. And so, but this is our business district, okay? And you'll see...
The boulevard.
On the streets too. So Kenwood has boundaries, and correct me if I'm wrong on this. So we go all the way 34th Street, which is a very busy street, to the west, okay? To the east we go to about 19th down that way. We'll ride down that way. So once we go on a route and you see some homes, we'll kind of weave in and out, and I can show you a few things. You can, we'll kind of cruise central.
I think I read that there's 400 homes.
4,000.
Yeah, 4,000.
Well, no, sorry, not 4,000. So there's about 1,500 homes, about 4,000 residents.
Right.
Again, this number changes all the time.
And I have a little fact sheet for you, and I printed out a finial map. It's on the back seat that you and your niece can look at.
What kind of people live in the district? Mostly professionals or?
It's changing a lot.
It's changing.
White collar, blue collar.
I would say.
It was built for the blue collar because it was originally
the
working
collar. Okay, because most of the homes were like 700-800 square feet. A lot of people have added on. I would say. Well, judging by the price value
now
of some of the homes
too.
Right now, definitely not blue collar. Now, there are pockets of homes where people have lived with their great-great-grandparents, you know, from the day the house was built.
Yes.
Just working class people, some of them very poor.
Just passed down.
And passed down. Some of them, you know, they don't take as good a care because they're not really interested in the value of the house, but they still love the neighborhood.
What's the price range? Like 250 up to a million? Or
now it's
not 250. Now, I'll give you an example. Okay. I can drive you by my house after, and we have similar homes.
We live right next to each other.
We're Tudor Revivals. Mine was built in 38.
Tudor.
Okay, yours around the
1937.
Okay, so basically...
I had a 19.
Well, I'll give my example. My home I bought right at COVID because I was new to Florida.
Okay.
And I bought it literally like... I closed on it May 1st. 2020, uh-huh. So I put an offer in on April. I bought it for $365, and now it would be about $600.
Okay, wow. And I'll give you another example.
And that was like, and that is not even what most people would have paid before.
In 2017, my husband has passed away. We bought it for $298, and now it's in the sixes. Like,
yes. Yeah.
So and we're the same, like, except kinda... mine. She added another bathroom. They have another bathroom. I only have one bathroom too, but it's 1,300 square feet.
Okay.
And then I built like a writing studio outside, which has a half bath. But you'll see, some people have added on.
Uh-huh.
There's a gentleman, a young
man.
They
were generally the working class bungalows.
So they
two
kept,
bedrooms
for the most
like
part, we're keeping it. That's what we try to keep with our historic designation.
Yeah.
Right. And we can talk more about that too.
Yeah.
It's been an initiative inside of our community to try to historically designate locally these pockets to keep that.
How did you get to be president so fast?
Everybody loved her because they realized her skills. It's all about the skill set and the personality.
And the personality, I guess.
Boy, it's a lot of work. Yeah.
It's a lot. But I will just say, while we're in front of Jeff's place, like, he only last year painted these colors on it.
Oh.
And he would tell you the story is that he wanted everyone to also realize that you could paint really cool colors and still be historically designated.
Right.
Because people get worried about designating if they can't do certain things.
Yes. On the outside of the building.
And obviously this is one of our historically designated properties for sure.
Right. And you'll see some others. Like mine has newer windows.
Okay.
The owner before me, you know, had put in newer windows. You could still do that. You can paint in different colors.
Okay.
You can add. It's not restricted. In 2003, I believe Kenwood itself, through the efforts of this gentleman, Bob Jeffries, who came down from Chautauqua, and his family's there. He has a big writing conference there. Big home.
Upstate New York.
We sometimes call him the Godfather.
The
of
Godfather.
Kenwood,
came down, and actually, he is like the modern day Mr. Kenwood.
Yeah.
I mean, he came down and revamped this whole place and turned it into something, because having lived here since 85, in driving, we lived on the beach in St. Pete Beach. Downtown was like a few ritzy places on Beach Drive. This was like an armpit.
Oh.
Okay, so it's like you wouldn't even, there was nothing. I mean, it was like crime, it was nothing. There wasn't, boarded up, icky, just
come back.
The homes.
Well, all of these, if I understand correctly, were all like garages, like automobile.
And
a lot of newspaper, you know, the typical when things don't look so good.
I mean, when a neighborhood goes downhill, but the revitalization, he was one of like, and a team of some of his friends too, and his father. And then also, Alex Smith, who's a young gentleman, will go by his house. He's an architect, and he is on, like Alexis is on many boards in the city here. He just got on the board of Preserve the Burg. So actually, this tour right now is part of Preserve the Burg, but it's called Westward Ho, and it goes from October to April.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And so.
Wonderful. Preserve the Burg is a nonprofit organization that's trying to push preservation of everything across St. Pete in terms of historic landmarks and other kinds.
That's what we had in Oak Park with Frank Lloyd Wright. We have the Frank Lloyd Wright house walk every year, but it's getting pricey now. It's $250 a ticket.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Last time I went, it was.
And it's one thing I want to say. It's one of the most. I born and raised in New York, so very inclusive there. You know, very accepting there. So this neighborhood is super inclusive.
Good.
So we have every variety. You come as you are, your family is who they are, it's well known that way, you know, and so we even have a LGBTQ welcome center on Central. They work with students in the schools. It's just, you know, nobody is like turned away, and you know,
I will say, and this is me speaking as president again, like this is the stuff that sits on me a little, is that, you know, we've clearly also been like gentrified, and now we're probably one of the most expensive neighborhoods in the city.
Yeah, that's hard.
We're one of the most privileged neighborhoods in the city. We're one of the most influential neighborhoods, if not the most influential neighborhoods in the city. And I feel right now we have the opportunity to think about what is next for how we contribute and collectively become, you know, more centered with the whole of the city. I feel like that's our next chapter. That's just me speaking of like where to from here.
Unity and community kind of thing.
Because I think, you know, we have been inclusive in our own ways, but now it's like we can't ignore our own dare I say it, like our own whiteness, our own privilege and all of that. So there's a different question mark on all of that, I think, right now. And as we said, like, our home prices have gone to a place in the last few years that now is unaffordable for an artist community, which we are. An artist cannot afford it now. So there's like a different kind of responsibility or question mark on us of what are we now and where do we want to be. So I think that's, if I'm speaking about where we're at, we're at a very interesting
turning point,
or I don't know. So that's, I don't have the answer, but we quickly found ourselves here.
Yeah.
And back
in how active is the association?
Oh, very active.
We have meetings and a lot of
people. We'll tell you about
we'll tell you.
You don't have to stand. Yeah.
We can go in the car if that works, and then we can start.
Yeah.
So great to meet you guys. This is fun.
I wanted to tell you, I'm one of the original subscribers to Bungalow Magazine.
Oh, the American Bungalow Magazine? Is that how you heard of us? Because we've been in it a couple times. We
no,
were just in it.
I heard of you online.
Oh, okay.
But I've collected every single magazine.
Darn, see, you probably have the one I don't have that we're in like 2008 or something.
Yeah, he knows.
Because I can't, they don't even make it anymore. They won't sell it anymore, so.
They have not published a magazine, though, for the past year.
No, but the one before, we're in it. We're featured in the last one.
Okay, we'll have to.
Yeah, you have to look it up.
That's where I saw about Kim.
That's probably where you saw about us. We were just featured in
You're 100% right. That's where I saw it.
Which was very exciting for us.
Yes.
A woman in our neighborhood, MJ Baker, whose husband is Mike Baker, also an artist. They're both artists in our neighborhood, and they've been here for quite some time, very dedicated. They've been in association leadership roles for a while. MJ was secretary of the association for a while. Anyways, very active leaders in this community, and MJ is a avid writer and like looks out for things like that, and so she crafted that article. She got that article going.
I remember that article now.
And
but I go back to the very first magazine. I've been talking to John Brinkman some, and I don't know what's going on. They haven't published for over a year.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's
a lot of
there was other
check it. Nobody's coming back.
Oh yeah, I'm looking.
There was other arts and crafts magazines like.
Just make sure.
Excuse me, I'm just going to honk my horn a little bit because people here, they...
Yeah, this street is, because this is Central.
People do drive kind
You're
of
You're okay. I don't here. See anybody coming.
Okay. Central, so this goes all the way down to the waterfront where you were.
Yes, Central is the main street.
You're totally fine.
And so, as it gets busier again
stores.
After COVID, it's now like...
Yeah.
Try to make a... Well... Left turn.
I was supposed to drive, but then we decided it'd be more comfortable
it's
for her to
easier.
Drive the car.
And by the way, so they used to have trolleys, okay, back in the day, that ran along Central Avenue, like real trolleys.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Just,
in the middle of the street.
Right.
Wow, that's neat.
So yeah, this is Central, like our main street, essentially. And we'll probably just do tour talking when we're stopped.
Right.
Absolutely.
But you can ask me any questions you want as we're going.
When we come back to this location, we'll go to, Cappy's.
Cappy's. That's a good
idea. Construction.
So a lot of new, I think, you know, as
These
things are getting built up, as things are being built up over here, the aim is to have more mixed-use spaces.
Okay.
Right? So that we're creating more housing, but also, like, keeping the vibe of this Central Avenue.
Yeah.
And beautiful. You can see there's a lot of stuff happening here.
Yeah, it looks fun.
This is really our main business district called Grand Central Business District.
So we're going to go this way. We're just going to take a little tour of the business district, and then we'll come around and see that. Because the houses are over there, so this way you can see.
So some of the zoning for the whole city or the neighborhood is that there's these corridors where Central's one of them.
Cool enough back there?
I'm fine. Thank you.
And it's a grid, you know, it's a numbered grid. You've probably seen that already in St. Pete. So First Ave South and First Ave North are the avenues, and we go back. Kenwood goes all the way to 9th Ave.
Right, we're going to go all the way down to the end.
But First Ave on both sides and Central are considered corridors, so main business kind of corridors.
See, these are all antique shops and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, this is a spot to go in.
Yeah, we just went to Lion's Paw yesterday.
Yeah, it's a cool little spot.
A neat little place.
Yeah, I didn't realize we were so close in that neighborhood.
This, should we tell them about this? I don't know if
this
is on your tour.
Oh, this is the LGBTQ area or something?
Yep. And during Pride, an enormous, one of the biggest in St. Pete, parades, like you wouldn't believe. And so this is our corner.
So this is what we would call, it's the birthplace of Pride here in St. Pete, because this is where it all originated.
Okay.
The Pride Parade West. Nowadays has gotten so big that they've moved it downtown, but it always originated right here.
It's a little old Key West.
Yep.
And you can see all little teeny tiny places.
Neat little shopping.
Neat little shopping, places to eat, you know, and it's a mixture, like Floribian Cafe. I mean,
sure.
There's like, you know, things that are a little bit more established, like the School of Rock, you know, a little bit more modern, mixed in with like these little teeny tiny mm-hmm. things. And right exactly. over here is a phenomenal...
She loves this place.
God, I love this place. I eat here a lot. Italian restaurant, Matteo's.
Awesome.
That is the Mary Jean. And Mary Jean is a male-only gay hotel. Cocktails is the bar, specialty pool there. Reminds
wow.
me, my best friend growing up.
This is very new.
We hung out at Fire Island, so.
Sure.
This reminds me of the pool over there. Lala's and.
It's a karaoke bar
yeah.
and
we
and
hold
a brewery. This has all been built within the last year or two. This is very new. So you can see the distinction. But then Dog Bar's been here forever. This is a dog friendly. You bring your dogs. There's a whole like dog ref in there, and you can hang out. That's been there for a long time.
Now you can see
as
you drive along.
Yeah,
see all these newer addition things they're putting in. So there's a lot of infill of more modern buildings. They do both. You know?
Tim, what was your question?
Sorry,
my question is, who's moving into $600,000 houses? Bungalows usually aren't big.
No, you know, they're still staying.
They're under 1,500 square feet.
Yeah, they're still staying.
They're overpriced. I mean, technically, for the square footage.
But they must be pretty well-paid professionals.
So now I would say it's a lot of professionals and families.
Types.
And.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of retirees.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
like,
they
who
have
came
their
from
money.
Up north, they sold their home.
Sure. Okay.
You know, then there are some, like there's two doors down from me is a young couple with a small child. They came from the Ukraine, I believe. But obviously, I know what they paid for their house, you know. And I'll give you an example of like, so a couple just moved to Canada that's Rich and Steve.
Yeah.
Rich and Stephanie.
Yeah.
And they bought their home 25 years ago on Dartmouth Avenue for $67,000. They sold it for like $560,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then they went to
Canada
bought a three-bedroom home for $234,000. Now, they went to Canada because the wife is from there. Her family's there. You know,
they felt it was time to do the next chapter.
Another thing, if you go up and down Central, the murals. And they actually have mural tours.
And right now is the last days of the Shine Festival, which is an annual festival here, a mural festival, where international artists come and build more murals here.
Wow.
So we're a mural city. I want to say it's something like, I'm going to get the number wrong, but like maybe over 600 murals in the city.
Wow.
So everywhere you see, every year they're doing more.
Done by local.
So right now, actually, I think it just ended today, maybe, the Shine Festival's on. So you'd see live mural artists painting. Haslam Books is pretty famous and been shut down now for quite a few years. So this is like, I know, we don't know if it's ever, what's ever going to happen.
This is like pretty much your end of it. And see, it goes just a little bit, but right here to the left is Haslam's, a famous bookstore. And I believe that they've been closed since COVID started. So
we don't think they're ever opening again. It's been a next door app. We'll have tons of conversations about what's going to happen about this. And it's one of those sad, like, it was like the place you go and get lost in there for used books. Like,
with the dust.
Yeah, exactly. it's been that whole block. So no one knows what's going to happen with
that. Too bad to lose
it's a big question mark for the whole community.
Is he still using it as like warehousing?
Nothing.
Or the family?
No one knows what, it's just, we don't even know if the books are still, like if the books are in there, I just hope it's air conditioned. Like, I don't know.
Does anybody know if has anybody figured out if he's doing online sales?
Oh, no, it's not. It's completely closed right now.
Okay, so there isn't even...
There's nothing going. No, the owners just have it shut down.
We don't know what they're going to do.
It's a huge question mark, but it's been an institution in this community for a long time.
So you must go along at least 6 or 7 blocks on Central.
Oh, we go from...
Yeah, 34th to 19th.
34th to 19th, yeah.
Okay.
So what is that about? About 16 blocks.
Yeah,
and then we have alleys here, which we'll show you an example of an alley. That's where all the utilities come.
Yeah, and I know alleys. That's
then.
Where the garage is on.
Yep, it's right. Like Chicago, similar.
It's
And you can see, like, this is a mixed bag. So First Avenue North, I don't know if you know, it's also called Lawyer's Row.
Okay.
My husband and I first lived in a 2-story Craftsman house on 55th Street North and First Avenue North. And who owned it was actually a lawyer. The courthouse burned down many, many years ago, and the lawyers started to infiltrate. So where you saw the two-story bigger homes, those were the lawyers' homes. Okay, and then if you go further west, like if we continued into the 40s, the 50s, cross 34th Street, you would see tons of lawyers' offices mixed, like they're in homes. They're not Now we're going to come up, and I can't go too slow because there may be cars behind me, but you'll look at the next corner. It'll say Enzo. I'm going to point.
Before she gets there, look on the right. Just see that mural?
Oh, no.
So that's the first shine mural done on a house. That's one of our neighbors.
This right here is Bob Jeffrey's masterpiece. So he lives on the bottom floor. Okay. There's homes and businesses. That's basically the pioneer of Kenwood. I mean, here's a beauty example.
Yeah.
Right here. Oh, yeah. That's a beautiful craftsman.
Yeah.
Right. That's gorgeous. Sure. That's a big one.
I know. To really ride this unless
you're
making it. I don't want to miss.
And now you're seeing that we're in the Sunrunner bus lane that just launched a couple days ago.
Oh. Right.
So they've just created this bus that goes from one end of the peninsula to the other, like beach to beach.
See, this is an example of newer building.
Yeah, newer townhouses kind of being built in.
Light on so the bus don't say anything. Yeah, you're technically not supposed to ride this.
But this is, so the Sunrunner is now going to be a bus that just goes one end to the other on both First Ave South and First North, which goes to opposite directions. And they just launched it this week. They've been working on it for a long time. And it's going to, right now it's free. For now, like
for
from
now.
One, it'll have a cost, but they're promoting it.
Okay, we're just gonna turn in here. So
this is beautiful.
Cappy's Pizza,
right here on the right.
Okay, This is a prime example of a 1926 what they call Stebbins bungalow.
I haven't heard that.
I'm gonna move up the stool so I don't want anybody to clip me coming.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Then we can park here, and no one will care.
Yeah. Bless you.
I'm going to put your flashers on.
A.A. Stebbins was not an architect exactly. They had said that he was an architect, but he actually was a developer. And he had a particular style, and he developed the home built for, quote, the common man. So the Craftsman House is actually another example of a Stebbins. The roof line of the Craftsman House was actually changed slightly, okay? That's the airplane style, which is different. You'll see another example. But this brick right here is very, very popular. That's the original Coquina brick.
Okay.
The name from some of these homes originally was called Bengala, which came from the Bengal area of India, and they were actually bungalow styles that they adapted,
That's where the bungalow started in India.
Correct.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And prairie style windows. This is a cool pizza joint. The only bad thing about it is that they don't open until 5 o'clock. You can't get it for lunch.
They're so good, though.
I know, but they are really, really good.
They do New York and Chicago style pizza. And they do great salads, enormous great salads. And they've just been here. Wonderful members of the community.
Great. You have all this right in the neighborhood.
And here we have, okay, so this was just recently built. This is the other side of it, where you can see now is the new infill. Before it was just, actually, it's an addition to the neighborhood, because before it was an eyesore, nasty, vacant lot with nothing there. Kind of just, you know. In some of these places, I guess everybody fights, oh, if we put up too much development, what's going to happen to the cute little city? But there were times when a lot of crime and a lot of drug dealing took place and things like that. Now, I want to see, good, it's still there. Okay, I'm going to try to turn around. So, but, you know, the typical craftsman, you know, had, you know, the high ceiling, the porches, the cooling areas with the high porches.
Right.
In my husband and I's home, the two-story up in the attic was, and it was still there. We bought it with it, the original fan, because they didn't have air conditioning. The thing was massive, like bigger than this car, and it helped to keep the airflow and whatnot. And these, I believe, are the original windows. Now, judging because right here is still the Coquina brick, this is an original garage. It's just some of the stuff has been, you know, updated, handicap ramps, you know, those things.
It's more like a carriage house.
Correct.
It has living upstairs.
Yeah. Garage apartments. A lot of times in the Stebbins type bungalow, they would use a tapered column, which Alex, you know, versus
pillar.
The pillar, right? And you'll see some of those as we go around too.
Are steel metal roofs typical?
No. Okay. Asphalt shingles would be typical.
That's no, but that what you're going to see is our neighborhood is that example of where those are starting, like,
Florida.
Those discussions and debates are happening, and some people are putting them on, and then, because it is Florida. Yeah. And so we're right in that transition of trying to figure out how to maintain our historic character,
right.
But be realistic of the times and the weather and the so you can see if you were to spend the time to really go through our neighborhood, you're going to see all kinds of things. So you will see some metal roofs.
Right. Okay.
Some people are way against them. Some people are like, we need to be for them.
Yeah.
There's also like new metal shingle type things that are.
Oh, I haven't seen those.
I mean,
so it would be typically there's your asphalt.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the alley.
And some you'll see some homes too that have a siding on it. And one of the problems is that in Florida, living in here, like, you know, we just got hit with the Hurricane Ian and all that.
Oh yeah.
So they have to kind of build now for code,
and they have
to be really, really careful. So some of the traditional stuff, you know, you take a chance.
How did the
hurricane
you have. Affect you?
We did well here.
We were very lucky. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very lucky.
Because I'm in southwest Roanoke, and we even got heavy, heavy, heavy rain for a day and a half.
Yeah, we were super fortunate. We dealt with some fallen trees, power lines, you know, and like...
Good, it
looks good, actually. I would go. We never, it's never this easy to cross. Okay.
So this right here, the Coleman Law Group used to be back in like the 40s and 50s. This is a prime example of a four square.
Yeah, four square.
Okay, and there's your lined windows at the top, prairie
exactly.
windows, big open porches. Garage has obviously been resided with something. But this house was a monster drug dealing, incredible problem before. So, you know, hence they had to ditch that whole thing. So, luckily they didn't tear it down. Now, this was like probably in the 90s, I remember they were thinking about tearing this whole thing down and putting up some kind of other little thing, but they kept it because Preserve the Burg has been around a long time and they're working hard. Now, I noticed that the last time we gave the tour for this one, 2 years ago, there was not that damage. You see the soffit mm-hmm. up there?
Yeah.
So either they just are not taking... It looked better, let me just say, a couple of years ago. I think they're starting to, like... they need some repairs and they're going on. But it's still a beauty.
Like
you
three
know.
Tenants on the porch.
Yeah, there's tenants. They've changed. It's a business. So you'll see a lot of businesses. Now, as we meander around, I just want to also show you... Here's one right here. That's very interesting. And we won't have to worry about other people. So
once we're now in the neighborhood side, it's a little easier to...
Look at this one.
Look at this. And they changed this.
Shingle.
Yep, see? And they have
carport.
Yeah, they have carport, you know. And
I've never noticed
they've
this
changed,
one.
They changed the color. This used to be like, it was like an orangey kind of beautiful color, you know, really nice.
These look like Florida colors.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So, yeah.
Very, very nice.
And you can
cutie.
See how people have added. And you're going to run into, so like, we'll find an example of that home. And here is your standard colonial.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you can still have these in Florida, believe it or not.
Wow.
See? And they have a couple of the flat roofs, but that is still an original part.
And on the left, while we're sitting here, you'll see at the top of our street pole. So we have 125, well, 27, I don't know, 30, somewhere between 125 and 130. This number changes a lot too. Street signs, and the ordinance for every neighborhood for the city is actually no more than four.
Oh.
But about 20 years ago, I want to say now, we got a grant from the city and an agreement to put up 125 street signs with our logo.
Wow.
And part of that agreement was that we would maintain them for the life of them. So we actually, the association
has to maintain
all 125 of them.
Oh my gosh.
And on top of this one, you can see on about 35 of them now.
And you have a map there. So we'll, you can look if you can see,
yeah.
You'll be able to
We put artistic finials on top of them.
Uh-oh.
Right.
So we put them out for commission.
You're
sorry,
at 29th Street and 2nd Avenue.
They can see it. She pointed
so if
to it.
You can find
yeah.
that on there.
Yeah.
You'll be able to see the artist who did it. And we'll see quite a few.
So we're aiming to get it on top of all of them.
So all
every
the
year.
The finials are different.
All of them
yes.
are different. Yeah, they're all, they go out for RFP.
Okay.
The artists can submit. Every year we have a jury of important people from the art community. Sure, like, it's completely fair and juried. Absolutely. And then we've done, I think the first year we did maybe 16, and the second year another 13. I feel like now we're up to about 35. I'd have to look up the exact numbers. We just put out the RFP for this year. In the past, it's been only Artist Enclave of Historic Kenwood artists who have submitted. This year, we've opened it up outside of Historic Kenwood, and so artists all over the city or outside could contribute. And then we have them built, and we
what's
like
the price that's on brilliant. Each
So they don't sell them. So the donation, so the artist gets paid $500 for to do the finial, because it's really more about public art. We have what we call a public art initiative that was started, that is raising funds and has a whole fund to raise funds for public art.
Okay, so this one here is another craftsman, but you see a little different style. See the different types of
1924.
Columns. Yep, and you see right here. See the add-on. There's a couple of, on the side there.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Just a little different roof line, but still considered a craftsman. And this one, although added many times, all different types of things, the siding and all that, the typical style. So even though our homes are Tudor Revival, they fall into the category of like minimalist traditional. Okay. So those are the homes, those are your mid-30s into 40s style. Okay, homes.
What would you call
and then
this?
You have your mid-century. Well, this
the
is
one
a
on the left.
This is a minimalist traditional style home.
Minimalist traditional.
Right, and so it's just that it's added. All of that is a total add-on. Okay, I'm sure that the front is about the same. That could have been. See where the awning is right here. Mm-hmm. I don't want to point too much so they don't think we're looking. But it's could have been a potentially there was a porch there. So it's changed slightly. The bay window, I think, was there. New windows, of course, you can see. But that's a definite, that breezeway was not
the
there.
Probably the dental tooth up there on the, up on the roof. The,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's original.
Yeah. I mean, there's quite a few.
And the scallops.
Yeah. And, you know, even on the garage, that's just been, you know, may have put hardy board on some of these. You'll see that breezeway, a lot of that.
They did a fairly good job matching up.
Yeah, and see here's
that's a cute one.
Yeah, 1924.
I like the gray.
And that's you see the bigger pillars versus you'll see some that are really thin.
Yeah. The pyramid pillars.
Yeah, hit this guy here. So let him go. Okay, then not really. Okay, a little apartment. You have some of these little. Now see,
like
this is our debris field right here.
This is like from the storm still.
We
so
have
we're
like
still
50 of these coming up.
This is still not all picked up from the city, so that's the kind of stuff you see right now in
our
neighborhood.
Who takes care of all of this along the park?
The city.
The city does. They do the planting and they.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so this is our star gem.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
and
we're
going to
go, we'll drive all the way around so you can see this is one house on the tour. Huh? Yes, so this is another example.
This
now,
part is all historically designated locally,
about
this whole.
This right here, this house.
So you see the brick streets and
back, look at the siding. See the aluminum siding? It's another minimalist traditional home. Okay, this is a form of a craftsman bungalow. But back in the 50s, okay, salesmen would walk up and down this neighborhood and convince the people who had wood homes where wood does deteriorate, it does rot, Florida's heat is the worst enemy, to buy this Duracoating, and that's all artificial. So they sold siding, they sold this, okay, to put on, but the, you know, that's a newer version of it, but there was the old fashioned.
So it's not
version.
Stone.
No, that is not. And it looked less like it in some of the other houses. Like, I think now more people have either pulled it off, you know, got rid of it or what have you.
Is the brick on the porch original?
Yeah, the brick is original,
okay,
but, the
cosmetic.
No, but that faux stone, but there is some, and you'll be able to tell on some of it. I mean, the aluminum siding gives it away, you know, much. And that was just permacoat is actually what it was called, and that is something that they use because it was too hard to maintain. Everything just rots away here in Florida. I mean, we had summer. This summer was the hottest on record, 96. It was deadly. Speaking of. So, and this is a beautiful park, and we have a lot of events here.
So,
and
this
now,
is Seminole Park. Oh, well, I don't want to take away from
this
your
right
I
here
can talk more about
is
that.
A famous artist. So, Okay, one of the main things about Kenwood is a home of historic, like the neighborhood, incorporated not that long ago as an artist enclave. It is a designated artist enclave in the city. You could see
that sign.
Yeah.
Okay, and what that means is that was a city ordinance that allowed the application for it, allowed the people to sell and show and make money and teach from their home. Oh. So Paul Barrera is a painter, and he, during the tour, the art tour, which is in usually March or April, they open up their studios and show their work and sell their work. And they're not crafts. These are fine artists. So all of them boast a sign. We have it expanded. So when I first joined, I'm just going to pull over here because somebody's coming. When I first joined, it was more just painters only, like painters and ceramic. And now, like fine art that you're usually used to. This is another beautiful example of a craftsman. Yeah, they opened up that for a tour one time. It's a gorgeous home. Just absolutely beautiful with the original windows. So with this artist enclave, so now they have performing arts and writers.
Both of us are in the enclave as well.
Yeah, we're both in the enclave. Musicians. There is a place called Creative Grape, which is on 31st Street in a little area which is now called Shops at the Kenwood. They put in a sub shop. They're going to have a vegan restaurant. And Creative Grape displays various artists' work. Gallery. And you can come and have wine and whatever.
Wonderful.
So, which didn't exist before. That was also a rundown area that is revitalized.
So there's only two. So it's a zoning designation ordinance that two neighborhoods have at the moment. Historic Kenwood and Old Southeast, which is down by more of the waterfront, like down toward where you were downtown, a little bit down that way. So, in fact, Old Southeast just yesterday had their annual studio tour of Oatmeal.
Oh, shoot.
I wish I had thought of telling you guys that. And ours is in March. And so we're the only two in the city that have that designation that allows for that. So it makes for a special thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so this over here is basically an example of a newer edition house, more like a revision of a 50s, a mid-century. Show you a true mid-century. That's a really good example. We'll drive by Kate's house because she's got a really good
one.
That's what I think more of a Florida.
So here you go. So here's this is Craftsman Row over here.
Yeah, I know. You definitely get a lot here.
Just beautiful.
They're absolutely stunning, and these homes.
So these houses are like 600.
Huh? Oh, no, these are probably
more now. These are probably in the eights now,
and they've done a lot.
If they were to sell them,
I mean, this one is one of my favorites.
Oh, this!
I think they're the color I'm gonna paint my house.
So Seminole Park, which we're here for, given to the city by John Hall back in, I'm going to get this wrong, when
no, you're right.
I don't know what year, 19 oh something.
Yeah.
And with one. Like
one caveat
was that they could never change the name from Seminole Park,
right,
or it would go back to his family. If
but
I've got that right.
But it's maintained by the city and residents.
Yes, and this pavilion in the center was built by our residents in the association. So this was built and funded and continues to be maintained by the association.
Okay.
And another one of those brokered deals that we can build it if we maintain it.
They seem to have a lot of those.
Yeah, and then you'll see
another style. And see, we're coming up
on another great finial. And I was looking at the finial right here, the lubber, which is a Florida pest.
Yeah, which are plenty in my yard.
It's called a lubber.
It's a grasshopper. Giant grasshopper.
Kind of a grasshopper thing. And then you might notice the benches that are all around is another public art project that we've done where artists have painted all the benches.
Nice.
Different
century example.
Yeah, look at this.
And we're coming up on a Mediterranean revival.
This
is Linda Kellett's house. So this is a Mediterranean revival. We're going to hit another finial as we go around.
That's
here.
True. That's Linda's house.
Yeah.
So. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm glad they have
And there's another Mediterranean revival, but they changed.
I know the couple that just bought this house. Paul Barrera, the artist
Paul
that she was talking about.
The artist that lived across the
that's
street.
That's his finial. It's one of his paintings. Little
I love
turret.
This home. This is really nice.
Yes, I know the couple that just bought that one. They just did all that landscaping like a couple months ago.
There was something I wanted to
this one's
scary about this house here. Hang on a second.
Okay.
One thing
yeah, they enclosed the porch on this.
So this is there. You know, I said the whole neighborhood is nationally recognized as a historically designated area, and statewide has the state recognition, but that doesn't protect it from very much. But the only thing that truly protects it is local historic designation, which is only created and fought for and established by the citizens. So our neighborhood and residents have been working very hard for the last 5 years to get pockets of it designated, which you have to prove that like the that enough houses in that pocket are contributing to a certain character. And it's very hard to do, and you have to get 50% plus one votes for a yes to get that. And if someone doesn't vote, it counts as a no. So it's like quite a hard thing to establish. Most neighborhoods don't even bother.
Door to door, no.
Right, exactly. So this, where we're driving around this circle right here, is one of our pockets that we actually, it was the first one, I think, that we got historically designated. And you can see why. Obviously, it's the most obviously historic.
I want to point out this house. This is another example of a minimalist traditional. And there's several on this block, but it's just, it's got the original windows, stunning.
Look at how beautiful that is.
Yeah, it's got, you know, that was at that one point, open porch. But they enclosed it. Now, quite a few people, you'll notice, have enclosed their porches here. Mm-hmm. Simply because you need space. If you don't have a yard, if you have a small yard, you don't have the room, you got to have some place to entertain, and it's way too hot. I mean, you can't,
and
nobody
mosquitoes.
Sits outside, you know, in their back porch, you know, at all in the summertime. They do not. So, okay, this is another example of a craftsman, just done a little bit differently.
Very typical.
Yeah.
And I think your plantings are interesting because they're
Brenda
so different from the Midwest.
Daryl, this is a minimalist traditional, but they've added on a lot. You can see the front. Okay, see, you can see the differences of how people have changed things.
Yeah.
You know, kept the original line, but added. And then here is a Tudor revival. Kind of like Alexis and I, a little different, but they got the Miami, what they call the Miami windows.
Yes.
So the original windows, obviously on the right, those were the original windows,
the casements,
but you know, they kept them, but they really don't right now. They need to be changed.
Mm-hmm. Well, they'll be able to see my casements. Mine are good.
That's true. Yeah, years ago. Right.
Do you call that a Tudor just because of the two
It's
peaks?
A Tudor revival because, yes, and the door, and the round door.
But I'm used to Tudors all having.
Well, because it's that's why it's called a Tudor revival. It's not the actual Tudor of like, you know, they used to see the brown ones, brown and white, black and white, Tudor revival.
Okay.
It's also a minimalist traditional. It's got two categories because of it's not one sole thing.
I'm learning a lot on this tour, actually, that I didn't know.
And here you see, they opened up their porch, but they kept the screens.
Yeah. Okay.
And then Laura and Tom McGrath, she was just an incredible person for the arts, vowed for the arts.
She's the one who started our public art initiative.
She started the public arts initiative. This is another craftsman, and their home inside was filled with sticky furniture.
Oh.
She recently passed away, and he moved.
Yeah, and another couple got in Fiona live here that are great.
But
additions.
She developed all these gardens and did them herself.
Beautiful.
Yeah, this is a gorgeous property.
Yeah, and see, that porch right there was open at one point. So.
People don't have a lot of grass, do they?
No.
There's a corner one or something.
It's Florida, so we try to we try to minimize the grass.
Okay, now here's another finial. Look at the leopard.
Oh, yeah.
So 29th and Burlington. So who's the artist on that?
I don't remember.
Can you see?
They have the little map.
Some people painting.
Well, there's some of them are two-dimensional, some of them are three-dimensional. Like I said, people submit.
Paul Barrera.
Oh, that's another Barrera. Yeah. Okay.
So here's your siding. There's your permastone like crazy.
Yes.
Okay, and that's the original permastone.
No, that's good. I didn't
another
know about the permastone.
Minimalist, okay. Now we're getting into like a variation, aluminum siding like crazy. You know, you could see right.
Getting ready for Halloween.
Yeah, getting ready. Yeah. You might see our historic Horrorwood flags around. I'll point it out if I see one. And our new Pride flag. So we've got a couple new special variations on our historic Kentwood flag now.
Right.
You'll see another.
Check out this one right here.
Oh,
yeah. That's
Yeah. They added that front, though. That little front portico there is. Yeah, they're not another artist.
I like the sunburst.
See the artist on
the Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, what is that on the tour?
Huh?
Is that one on the tour?
I don't think so.
Marty.
I don't think so. No, Marty's. Yeah, hers is great. We'll pass it, maybe.
Yeah, we're going to go by Alec. I dare not call and say come out because they'll kill me.
No, no, okay. No.
Right here.
This is nice.
Yeah, isn't that beautiful?
Wraparound porch.
Oh, I just love
that. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Those are, I think those would be one of my favorites, like if I got a craft. And the thing was, when my husband and I moved to this neighborhood, we searched for, you know, a craftsman. There were two homes in the entire neighborhood in May of 2017. Two homes that anybody would ever think about moving into. I mean, there were a couple, but they were just two. You know, it wasn't even that they required work. They were in bad shape. Okay, we're going to pass a beautiful look. Right, I'll look left. This is a sight obstruction.
Let me see. There's nothing on the right. You're clear on the right.
No, on the right?
Mm-hmm. Fully clear on the right.
Not clear on the left.
No, not on the left. And there's another car coming.
That is a sight obstruction. Robin Newton Fairless.
Okay, I think you're good after this car.
Okay.
Yep,
you're good. Okay, so right here, a lot of craftsmen. You see a lot of foliage. But this one that I want to show you, beautiful. Okay, right here.
Yes, this one here.
Okay, that was for sale. Let's get that one.
There you go. You should.
I'll put you in here.
This is a great block to live on.
Okay, so this is Kay and Bob. Yeah. This is a classic mid-century modern. They're actually on the Bungalow Fest tour.
Yeah, in November.
And it's beautiful. And they redid inside the artwork in this house. She is an art collector and an art aficionado. Used to be treasurer of her neighborhood. Absolutely. Her husband is an architect. It did not look like this when she bought it. Mm-hmm. And every year, well, she doesn't have it up now because Bungalow Fest is coming, but every year she would have this woman.
I
don't know if it was.
She does it for Christmas, actually.
Yeah, Christmas, Halloween, a mannequin. Pride, a mannequin. It's not. It may not be a woman, okay? It depends what she wants it to be.
It's quirky.
It's different gender, yeah. It's really cool, but. Yeah, right now she's getting ready for Bungalow Fest.
So November 5th. I don't remember if I told
you
guys.
She's too busy.
So November 5th is our annual Bungalow Fest, our biggest fundraiser.
Did you get the name of the realtor if you want? Well, this is totally redone. I believe this is a brand new build right here.
What street are we on?
Burlington.
We're on Burlington. Burlington and like
27th. Yeah.
And you can see how much it is. Just go on Zillow. Be prepared. Sticker shock.
Peter.
Let's see if there's any other one on this house.
I know, but
I do want to go show the avocado finial and the turquoise.
Do you know the size of the lots here?
Small. Mine is a lot and a half, but you can't go by us. We'll live across Fifth. We'll show you a few places there. It's lots of bigger over there because... I don't know why.
I don't know what the lot size are. What would you...
I don't know. I'd have to look.
50 by 80, maybe.
Yeah, something like that sounds about right.
So this was redone. It's craftsman, but it was still redone. This is like... You know,
there you go.
Closed in the porch. This is your typical, like, closed in the porch. This is interesting. A lot of foliage.
Wow.
Can't see the house.
It's overtaken.
It's a little overdone.
Yeah, that one's kind of a little...
Another minimalist with an enclosed in porch.
800,
okay.
That's a lot for one.
Yeah.
Almost 9.
It's okay, we're going
to... Is that for that one? Or is that just a different one on
and
the street?
And because it's close, like any house on Burlington, because it's close to the park, just gets everybody. Okay, so here...
I love this one on the left. It's one of my favorites.
Okay,
oh, so I love the color
here we go. Craftsman Row, one right after the other, different types. Here you go. Look at this. These people, we do these gardens.
Their gardens are great.
All the time. Very interesting. And you can see again with the type of columns. See, look at the difference between compare.
Exactly.
The columns,
And here's your smaller. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of coquina brick along here. I have coquina brick. Do you have coquina brick?
On the base.
Yeah.
I have the shell one. Is that the different?
Yes, coquina shell. That's right. Okay, so you can, now right here in this house, is... the young architect, Alex Smith, he restores old homes.
Oh, he's restored all of my windows.
And he, this is a craftsman bungalow, and it's small inside. They have a garage apartment, a detached garage apartment. They rent an Airbnb behind their home. They're really nice hosts, except,
so
you know.
So Airbnb is in a separate building?
It's in a separate building in the garage apartment, but it's got 50,000, like the stairs to me, it's like Machu Picchu. So, you know, I tried to have my brother-in-law come one time and he couldn't climb the stairs, so we're like, sorry, but it's really cool. And it's beautiful inside, and they redid all of this himself. So he's an architect. He's on the board of Preserve the Burg. He does walking tours. He is incredibly knowledgeable. And a lot of, when the neighborhood first started doing the tours, he kind of gave us so much information, things you never would have known. That, you know, just, and he studies it. And that's he and his wife, Jennifer. She does, like, restoration too of furniture. They have a booth. In a once a month, it's called Vintage Marché on 34th Street, otherwise known as US 19, and they have a booth there with all restored furniture.
So this,
that they do themselves.
For the personal touch, this is Alec and his mom Betty, who did the tour yesterday.
We're gonna go by Betty.
That she's talking about. So this was the walking tour yesterday. Just to put a face to some of what she's saying.
There's another modified craftsman with prairie style windows. See, it's a little bit of the eclectic mix. And we have another one right here. This is Mark, and he just got married.
It's so nice. Like that one.
Minimalist traditional, but they just expanded. This
that looks different.
Well, it's because it's been added on. And here, this has been modernized tremendously with the windows. This has got the enclosed porch. You can see this needs some work, this house. Okay. I want to go to 2nd Avenue. Sure, I got the right street.
Can you see?
Second and behind K. So we want to go second as that
one. What kind of tree is this on the corner? The weepy one.
Ooh, that's a good question. I
don't know. Right,
no, she's talking about this one. I don't know what kind that is.
Oh, that I don't know.
I think our Uber guy cut through here.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I've never really paid attention to that tree, actually. It's quite beautiful.
Okay, let me go to the airplane house. Then we can go back towards our, go by Betty's and go back towards our side.
And so you'll notice that a lot of those streets are brick, different brick companies. So if you look closely, you'll see different company names on the different bricks. And some of them have been asphalted over, so that where you see the asphalt, it's over the brick, unfortunately. So I think as it gets to the point of more and more expensive to repair, I suppose that's like one of the things that we struggle with. Sorry?
Didn't we just pass Case? Okay, airplane house.
So, like I live on a brick street, and I love being able to be on one of the brick streets.
A modified two-story Craftsman that's been remodeled. Here's another.
Oh, I love the
minimalist, traditional.
Oh, there's one of our Horowitz flags.
Yeah.
So for Halloween, one of our artists had designed this new logo. For historic Horowood.
Is this house on the
side? We've got a flag for that.
This one?
Is this no? I don't think so. Okay. Or if it is, I'd have to look.
Okay,
see.
Check this out. This is another type of a colonial, believe it or not. That's the original front. You're going to come upon a beauty right here to your right. This.
That's another beautiful one.
They did
one.
So much work on that house.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's been built on too.
Yeah. And here there are tons of craftsmen. Some streets have more. So the closer you get to the park, the more craftsmen you see. And here's the airplane house for coming up.
Oh, yeah, I love this one.
And it's been taken over various people. It's been added on. See the top floor.
We had one of our porch parties here. So we do monthly porch parties at different homes. And one of them was here this year.
So.
And it's like our monthly just potluck gathering in the neighborhood.
They put in a second story master suite because they had numerous children. And that's a Frank Lloyd Wright replica.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it is. It's been changed, different colors. Last time, I think it was a brighter turquoise.
I think you're right.
I want to go back to...
We have a couple airplane homes.
Asian influence. That looks so similar to the one that we started at.
Yeah, the Craftsman yes. House Gallery. Yeah,
it has that's, yeah, exactly. It's the same model.
It's the same,
architecture.
It is yeah. The same. I think we have like two or three of those airplane homes, right?
I have to go to Dartmouth in 29th. I have to...
maybe turn right and then left?
Yeah, because someone has shown the avocado finny.
Okay.
Because I just think it's cool.
I agree.
This house on the corner is really nice. Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of a main street that will take us... I'll show you the high school also.
Can't turn left here, so yeah, that's right.
I could live here.
Well, I can go to Dartmouth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, come on over.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go right to Dartmouth.
Okay, it's a wonderful community. You can see some of our street poles are gray right now because we're restoring them. Okay. So they're at varying levels of finished. It's a constant project.
We need to go to Benny's. We don't really.
No, we don't.
It takes us out.
We don't need to.
The other, no, because I want to go from here to the other side and show
a church.
Yeah, the red brick church is another pretty historic building.
The school, which is not the original school, by the way.
Yeah.
Do you know where the Unitarian Church is in St. Petersburg?
I do, but you know, for some reason, here's another Mediterranean revival.
They always have flat roofs.
Mm-hmm. Not a fan.
Not my style either, not my favorite.
Okay, here is Mike Toth, who is a local artist.
He did the lubber that you saw as
he
well.
Did the lubber, and here is his avocado.
Because this was all was avocado farms, so that's why it's kind of fun to look at.
Yeah,
it's one of our favorites.
He lives
yeah.
actually in that White House over there. He's an incredible artist and does a lot of work for us in our brochures and things of that
that's
nature.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's
fun. But yeah, so this all used to be avocado farms. Oh. And there are a few avocado trees left at people's homes.
Okay.
But most of it, not anymore.
So the goal is to have every street corner filled with
one of those meals.
Right. Okay, so now we're
on. How many do you do a year?
We, about 15, something that's like that, funny. Like, because we get the funding and, like, the RFP yeah. and the whole thing, so.
Here's a definite 1950s style.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, sure.
This is our main drag, so to speak.
This is another corridor, Fifth Avenue.
Right.
So you can see it's kind of this is a federal road, actually. This is where, sadly, a lot of accidents happen.
So, that's why.
It's not very great, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he did those oranges as well. That's another video. Right. Yeah.
So look up in a lot of places, and you'll see, like, when we turn by our houses. Sorry, I didn't mean to poke you in the eye, did I?
No, you didn't. Okay.
Okay, so here is a historic school, St. Pete High.
This is
known for
high school.
Its international baccalaureate program, but it's actually not the first high school. The first high school was down by Mirror Lake, which is called Tomlinson.
But I will say it's the first million-dollar high school when it was built.
Multi-million dollars.
And the home of the Green Devils, and they just spent $40 million to restore it.
Right.
Holy
and so it's going to be the featured gem on our historic Kenwood
walking
our Bungalow Fest tour in November. It's going to be centered around there because it won the Preservation Awards this year for all that it was restored.
Oh.
You walk inside, you would never imagine, like, it's like an entire college campus, at least from my experience of high school. It's nothing like the high school I went to. And so they've done an amazing job. But you'll see even on one side, actually the side that's on our street, they've put a metal roof on part of it as well. And they've redone the clay roof in some areas. So you can see we're right in that transition.
And now that I'm sitting here waiting on the left turn, which takes forever a lot of times, this house is another Mediterranean revival. However, this guy is turning it into an adobe house because there have been more people driving into his house than car accidents than you could possibly imagine.
Oh, horrible. This is
a 1950s home being renovated.
Yeah.
Kind of. There's Jan.
This is a multiple
family. We'll go to yours first because then we can come
down
like that. Otherwise, we're going down Broadway Street. Here's a prime example. Bud and Daryl live here with their rescue greyhounds.
They rescue greyhounds.
It's a two-story Craftsman, but also could be considered a four-square as well in some way. It's huge. And they have a garage, separate garage.
And his mother bought it in 19...
Yeah, she was the first...
Who knows? Or a lot of, he's been here for like 45 years.
Oh. And here's their...
Their greyhound.
Oh, wow. That's their
rescue. They rescue greyhounds.
Yeah, they have about 5 greyhounds.
I love their garage.
Yeah.
And this tree right here that looks so sad, that was pulled down and took the power out for 2 days. The big cable, it fell on that cable. And
it's been out for over a week. Right. It just got put back all of our...
Minimalist, traditional. Uh-huh. See a lot more of that. There's one over here. Okay, and then...
This is my street.
This is her street.
Oh, beautiful.
And
so charming.
So, Bill and Sue Hyand, who used to own my house...
There's a
they created all this tree cover. That's my Tudor on the left here.
So cute with the pink door. I love it.
That's my ombre paint job over the door. So that's a little addition of my own.
It.
But
that's nice.
But it, traditionally, they owned it for about 25 years, Bill and Sue Hyand. They're the ones that actually planted all these trees to get the tree cover. They're big leaders in our community.
Yeah, they lived here for
and 2 years ago,
years.
They sold it and moved out of the community. Are still kind of involved. And Kathy Young, who was a notorious flipper in our community, who flipped about 45 homes, bought it and in 3 months, like, flipped it. Mm-hmm. And then I just... out of nowhere came and saw this and so it used to be more cottagey and have the awnings and like the little like accentuated details and things, and then she kind of like stripped it clean and then I changed the paint job a little to make it even more like kind of cute but and like storybookish, so I think it's kind of like
that's
it's
cute. That's
good job.
That's pretty
color.
Yeah, the front door is fun.
That's
right?
That's
a Tudor.
Michelle's house.
Yep,
so it used to be blue, didn't it?
They changed the color recently as well.
That's an
yeah.
interesting color. Okay. And here's, you know, a little bit more.
So that,
it's an eclectic mix right here. You can
see. Both these, both my house and this house is going to be on our Bungalow Fest tour this year.
This one?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
They did a ton of renovation to this.
And their whole back
Brooke and
section.
Ted Eversole own this.
Yeah.
And Brooke owns a B Studios, which is an interior design company in the neighborhood as well.
Another minimalist traditional. These are that. So when I say that, I refer to mid-30s to 40s homes.
Right.
And here's a mid-century. This is mid-century, and they went ahead. That you should have seen what they did over there.
Oh, they just did this garage behind it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's in front of us?
This That's the high school.
The back of the high school is enormous. And
so
football
now you can see the new metal roof. Like, so this roof is the new... Is
3 years in the making.
We watched it all being constructed.
Oh, gosh. And they went ahead and added on the other side of the football field. Yeah, a brand new stadium building. They didn't have a place, you know, a really nice place to sell stuff.
So this is now a huge... I can hear the games at night.
Oh, yeah. I heard them the other night. I'm like, who is screaming in my alley? That's like... Because I went to bed early and see mid-century, see this...
They just built this apartment garage thing. Like, literally, like, it just came up in the last couple months.
Right.
But then they painted the whole thing quite nice, and it's been pretty good.
Now, do the garages have alley? I mean, the
There's
alleys
alley.
Have garages.
Yeah, so...
Not everybody.
Not everybody.
Not everybody.
No, it's like hit and miss. Like mine was burned down in 1979, apparently, by high school kids. I had a two-car garage that they built. I guess they took down the one car and built the two car.
So you can see the high school. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's incredible. It's beautiful.
And see, this is, minimalist.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Now Frank and Toby's house.
So mid-century.
Frank is an experienced architect who does big events, and he always decorates.
Over the top. They have all kinds of things.
Oh,
he runs. Yeah, it's really kind of cool.
They're about to renovate all of it, actually.
Yeah, it's just phenomenal.
Is Monday night the night for your trick-or-treaters?
Yeah.
Well, we're having on the Sunday... Halloween on Grand Central, that main street you walk that we drove through, that we're shutting down 22 blocks, so like the whole thing's gonna be shut down from 12 to 5. Last year we had 80,000 people come to it, so it'll be huge.
That was like last year, right? Yeah. Okay.
Last year.
So when my husband and I moved here,
yeah, that's a nice
that house, that one, and then someone down there. They're the only two, and then we saw ours. So this is a couple from Ukraine moved in with their child. They paid $600 and something.
That just got sold.
But it got flipped. You know, it got flipped. Okay, and here's...
And this is the accidental, like, huge...
Yeah, accidental. Yeah.
These are the kinds of
the
things that, like,
Look
you know,
that.
We struggle with. And actually, I've known the couple that lived that bought it and lived here for the last few years. And we love to mock them, and they love to mock themselves for buying this. Like,
now,
ridiculous.
Do somebody live there, or is that an Airbnb?
No, they live there. And they've
I never
just
see
sold.
Them. They have a, they have children?
I don't know. Oh. I don't know who moved into it recently.
This is a rental over here, which keeps being... Oh, look, they got a flag.
Yeah, it's Lauren now.
Oh, that's Lauren. Right. Never mind. Okay, I forgot. Is that a paddle board or something?
Yeah, surfboard, yeah.
And this is my house over here.
Oh, yeah. So we're like back-to-back neighbors.
Oh, sweet.
That is so
She's got a little tutor as well.
That's nice with the brick entrance.
Yeah, it came like that. Door. I mean, you know.
Do you have a little coat closet inside that entrance?
I do.
Yeah, so do I, right in the entrance when you walk in.
I love that little coat closet. I have six closets. I have seven closets.
A lot of closets in our house.
I have more closets than that.
Wow.
But they're good sized rooms, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
I mean, I have the center hall, I call it Grand Central. And it's,
we have basically the exact same layout, you and I.
Yeah, we basically do. And it's a Navy
yard. So you have two bedrooms with a bath in between?
Yeah,
like she has that. That's what she has. Mine was changed.
Right.
So mine has.
Well,
the bathroom and then an ensuite bathroom in the master, which is different than hers. And it doesn't, my bathroom in the center, which yours connects the two, like the Jack and Jill,
but
mine
not
does not.
The other, it doesn't connect to the other bedroom.
No, my center bathroom, because you're picturing exactly right. Hers is a Jack and Jill and yours connects both your bedrooms.
No, it does not.
Oh, no?
Nope.
Oh, just one.
You walk
one.
In the center hall.
You're right.
And then there's the bathroom. There's one bedroom. There's the other. The Jack, it just connects to one.
To one of them.
Right.
Okay. But it's okay. Kind of designed in that. It could have been a Jack and Jill. Couldn't have.
So, and this is the famous play artist.
Jan Richardson.
Jan Richardson.
Oh.
Okay, and this house actually came in a kit by Sears Roebuck.
Uh-huh.
And
on the train.
She moved in, about 8 years ago, 9 years ago, 8 years ago maybe. And the lady next to her. I don't know her.
I don't know them.
No,
yeah.
I don't. No,
she's
no,
setting
no.
up for Halloween, looks like.
Yeah.
What else can we show?
Just trying to think if there's anything else.
Can we show them the other side of 7th?
Yeah, that's what I'm going
to. Oh, okay.
To.
Just,
You mean like 8th and... Or you mean the other side? You mean you're talking...
The old, the
yeah,
median
by
side.
By Jim and Patrice's side? Like where the nice
we're
promenade
like,
is.
Yes.
Yeah.
And where
yeah, that's where I'm headed.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, that's where I'm headed. Because I want to also show them this cute little northern style. Now, this house here was just where you see it to like there. And then they added, so they have
That's
big
really
boats.
Strange.
Oh, yeah. Really super wealthy, believe it or not. They have
boats. All their.
They have tons of, what's their dogs?
I don't know.
The Ridge. Rhodesian Ridgebacks.
Wow, those are big dogs. Yeah.
And they have boats and fancy cars, and yeah, they're just they run the pride parade.
But whoever the architect was, it's
that guy was
not very becoming.
Wait,
no,
are you going to the right?
I'm
going to
go around. Yeah,
yeah.
By 28th.
Okay.
Just because it's easier to go.
Yeah, because it would be good to show them that side of 7.
Yeah, see, here's they decorate.
Look at all the decoration.
Yeah.
The mural.
I love that.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And then, so you have some newer infills here. So see the metal roofs?
Uh-huh.
A lot of people are putting them on because there's actually a couple of Tudors in the neighborhood that have metal roofs.
Well, I saw one of the bungalows had panels on the roof. You know,
Solar panels. You will see some
panels.
Of that as well. And that's another one of those where we're trying to balance out, like, in where possible, putting them on the back side of the house
exactly,
or the houses where you're not
where
seeing.
You don't see them.
But also, like, understanding the value of that. You could probably drive through just for
show them something because I've been in here for various events.
There's so much to see here.
So this is like the original section. So when you go in here, it's like an internal outside courtyard. It's really interesting. Okay, it's absolutely beautiful.
The Spanish?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's gorgeous. I mean,
this was all just restored. All every single little tile and thing in there.
Yeah, the jewel of Pinellas County Schools, which I have worked for since 1986. And I'll tell you, they don't restore schools. You know, you could have mold growing and all kinds of things. But boy, I'll tell you, they put their money into this because it was on the historic register anyway.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, they kept it. I mean, they already had the more modern classrooms, but...
Okay.
They did what they had to do. Look at the schoolhouse lights. See
so when was it originally built?
I believe it was originally built in like
1923. I think it's 23, yeah.
But, yeah.
Okay.
But
as the first $1 million high school in the country.
Right.
I think in the country.
And original high school is down by Mirror Lake, also kind of historic section. but Nowheres is nice and small, and just now they use it for adult education.
And it was built here because, again, this is where the working class all lived. So this is where...
There were a lot of kids.
Yeah, this is where the families were.
So there's only one high school in St. Pete?
There's Bocas. They all have magnet programs. So that's the International Baccalaureate. There's Bocasiega High School, which has the medical program. There's Lakewood High School, which has Center for Arts and Technology. There's Gibbs High School, which is dance and
music. She knows
this
way better than me.
And Northeast High School, Culinary Academy, and Enterprise.
So they all have a specialization.
They do. That started in like the late 80s, early 90s.
Oh, interesting.
To balance out
segregation.
The kids no longer necessarily go to their neighborhood school. They could go clear across town.
Well, yeah. To the neighborhood was a problem because it was imbalanced racially. Mm, so they had to. That was their attempt at that. It didn't always work that well. But
are we going to tell them about the Gables? Yeah. Okay, when we pull over. Okay.
So this is our premier Airbnb, another airplane.
Well, it's not an Airbnb. It's a bed and breakfast.
Bed and breakfast.
Called the Kenwood Gables. And you can rent a room here. There's about five, I think there's five guest rooms. And there's a pool in the
swimming
center.
Pool.
And they, the couple that owns this, Raymond and Jason.
Right.
And they restored it. They bought it right before COVID, like a year, I want to say maybe a year before COVID, and we're spending time restoring it, a lot of efforts into restores.
And they have the Grand Mingling, which was a big artist enclave event that they held there, and they sold paintings, of which I
And so they've done a lot of work to restore it. And then they opened only a few months before COVID. So they luckily survived because of a lot of different support, and because they could like do pool passes and different things that kept it going.
Right.
But it's a really beautiful, like if you look up the Kenwood Gables, each room is a little boutique. It's like a little boutique bed and breakfast room. They make breakfast for you in the morning. They're lovely. They've got a tiny little dog.
They're
really beautiful
there's
people.
There's a lovely room that's off to the side that it overlooks like French doors that goes to the porch.
And it's gorgeous inside. You would just be like in shock.
Yeah, it looks like it's really outstanding in the
back. Well, you can tell they've really done
a
lot of work.
Yeah, they've done a ton of
work. Add-on garage.
Mid-century right here. Yeah. Standard masonry. Mid-century. And
so if you ever come and want to stay, I highly recommend that. And they have different levels of rooms, you know, from something that's like maybe only 200 to 300, 400, you know, whatever. So
this is a promenade of various collection of different homes. You can see, you know, 50s, 60s homes, craftsman homes, you know, add-ons, and, you know.
And I believe this is the oldest street. Could this be?
Yeah, I think
the original street in Kenwood.
And we'll go down.
And used to be, want to say, let's say 9th Street.
So true Mediterranean.
Or 5th Street, right, and then they built in more streets in between, so things have shifted, but.
Yeah.
I think this might have been the original 5th.
Yep, a little colonial. That's the Triolas.
Yeah, you don't see too many colonials there.
No.
That's a nice one, too. They have a beautiful pool. And we had, this is Bungalow Fest 1 year. This is where they set up the, it was Seminole Park 1 year. Here is where they sold the tickets. It was really nice, and people walked. And then, is that dog
What's
out?
That dog doing?
Yeah.
Someone's dog get out?
Oh, no.
It has a collar, too.
Do you know Triola's number?
Yeah, I'm going to try calling them, actually.
Hang on.
I know, because it looks like someone's dog is out.
I wonder if Jim and Patron know.
Do they know whose dog that is?
I could call them.
It looks like a puppy.
Let me see. Yeah, it looks like it's kind of just gotten out.
6 months old.
This is like a usual thing in our neighborhood where we're trying to...
Yeah. Do you want me to go grab it?
I'm like, can I... I'm not very... Dogs. Are you good with dogs? I'm not very good. I was like, I would want to go grab it and take a picture and sort of...
I'm going
to
call Patron.
Okay, call them. Come here.
So this is where we didn't need to record. Sold the tickets, and that's this gentleman right here, very active, one of the original pioneers of Kenwood, also along with Bob Jeffries, John Seibert. Oh. And that's his house.
Nice. Yeah, another one of I call the founders of Kenwood.
Yeah, founders.
I like that a lot.
It's a beautiful house.
It's a beautiful home, and he lives part-time in Costa Rica. And this house right over here was Kathy Young's house. The woman Alexis told you was the flipper. It was a different color.
Oh, yeah, this you could see she had the same... The tastes are the same. Oh, I guess now it's been changed, but our houses almost looked exactly the same color. Yeah.
She has some beautiful artwork in that house. Ooh, did she have some beautiful artwork? How far do you want me to go down? There's a cute little house over here.
Yeah, we can turn. We don't. I mean,
there's a couple of northern-looking homes that kind of see a lot of the Mediterranean Revival flat roofs. Maybe
we'll see Petra the dog.
Is the neighborhood safe enough that you can walk alone at night?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. So like this right here, I'll just drive by this one.
But all like your grocery stores and stuff, they're all on Central.
No.
Yeah, or past 34th. Like we don't actually have it. But one of my neighbors says like, that's been here a long time. She's like, if only we had a grocery store, I'd never leave Kenwood because we have everything we need.
This is one of my favorites. If this house were for sale when we moved here, I would have bought this house.
Yeah, that's a cute house.
Yeah, that I would have had to trim the tree a little because there's probably no sunlight there.
Is this the one that Sharon and Steve's sons just bought?
Oh really? Yeah. It wasn't for sale.
So not. Maybe I'm thinking
the door and the awning.
Oh, I know.
Extremely handsome.
I have to take out one of those trees. Just, I hate to say it, but it's a little too dark. this is really cute.
They have a big add-on
In the back. Yeah, I'm coming another Mediterranean Revival. Definitely mid-century.
Yeah.
See, you can see the aluminum siding, vinyl siding. So, yeah, I'm going to go back past Woody Collett's house, past Jim and Patron. See if she's out.
It's a large area.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty a lot. So, 9th is the next block there, and that's where the edge of our neighborhood is. So, we go from Central to 9th, and then from 34th to 19th, which is basically the highway, like the 275 highway, the overpass.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where the edge of our... That'd be the end of our neighborhood.
4,000 people.
Yeah, I would say it's about 4,000 residents, you know?
Yeah, 1,500 to 1,700 homes, I would say.
Yeah.
And there's a lot, I mean, now a lot of, they're not counting, like, all the townhomes that are being built.
Yeah, so it's hard to say
now. You know, along Central, so those have 4 to 5, you know.
Oh, there's another historic Harwood flag. We just created all those. Those just got delivered.
In this precious right here, I mean, it's original.
Oh, that's cool. Look at how beautiful they've done the job there.
But, and they did some adding on. You can see, I mean, you know, a lot of the siding, a lot of the, you know, extra. And then, not so much right here, but closer to the interstate, there are some homes, I'll just say pockets of homes, where they're pretty ragtag.
Yeah.
And they're just, you know, people are not taking care of them, and... but we do have the Kenwood Partnership, hosted by Jim Garnett, who lives around the corner. And basically what they do is they reach out to people in need in conjunction with the city. They're either, you know, have a problem where they can't take care of their home, they're too elderly, they don't have money.
So we take on projects within our neighborhood and others to help revitalize properties.
Right. I wonder if this lady knows where that dog got.
I know. I don't know where that dog went.
Maybe it went home.
Sort of went this way.
I know. It went down here, so we kind of didn't keep running after it, but...
Somebody will miss it if they're home.
I know. Everyone in the neighborhood will rally if anyone sees it. That's the thing.
Whose motorcycle? That's... I'm going to ask him. Hey, Joe?
Oh, she's...
Hi, Joe. So this house right here on the left, this house changed hands a couple times, but look at the brick on that. It's absolutely beautiful inside. It goes all the way.
And the tile roof, when you have to replace those tiles.
And the bump out.
This is Jim. He does the partnership, and they have their little dog, Tobe. Uh-huh. They're sleeping now, I guarantee you. They're taking a nap. That's why she didn't answer. They have a granddaughter.
So. I never knew where they lived, so that's good to see.
Yeah, that's where they live. They live in 1941. Yeah, that thing's got solid plastic walls in there. You just bust a drill trying to... Okay.
So now we're on 9th.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're at the other edge. Yeah. So this side of 9th on my right side, the south side is part of Kenwood, and this side is, or historic Kenwood. This is considered North Kenwood.
Right.
Oh. Which is a different association.
A dividing street.
Right.
Yeah.
So here we are.
Yeah.
I think that pretty much covered a lot of things.
Oh, it's
yeah,
been
I mean, we could go for 3 more hours, probably.
Oh, it's memorable.
And that's the high school. You see how it really takes over quite a few blocks.
Yeah.
And there's another mural.
And this on the right is another artist in our neighborhood who started the Museum of Motherhood. And she is amazing. Joy Rose, her name is. She's been trying to create the Museum of Motherhood, M-O-M, Mom. And she's hoping to establish it here. But that's right now her home slash museum.
Right.
And she's got resident studio artists as well, and she's pretty powerhouse
it's
woman.
Neat that you're living in an arts community.
Yeah,
it's really
that's
cool.
Fabulous.
Oh, yes.
That's
yeah.
wonderful.
Yeah.
Mm. People care about the community.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but you can see, you know, the different add-ons. See, they put on a metal roof to that
mm-hmm.
with a modern
window. Oh yeah, look at that one little yeah. edge. Yeah.
But it's a copper roof, so
yeah.
And it'll turn green.
That'll be right. cool. That would be really cool, actually. Yeah.
And I mean,
this
we
is
could
what
just
a lovely neighborhood.
Drive endlessly.
This is where I'd live.
Right. Yeah. It is really where to live, huh? If you come to St. Pete, you got to pick a store, Kenwood. I didn't know how lucky I was when I ended up here.
Well, the summers are brutal.
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, even having lived here all that time, it's still, like I said, I think the summer was
high humidity.
High humidity. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's really the worst of it. It's like, you know, 90% humidity, 95 degrees.
Yeah.
Today it was.
Today's gorgeous right
today
now.
Today is,
gorgeous.
Yeah, and it was cool. It went down to like 49 one night. Everybody's like, whoa, it's crazy. So, yep. So there's still some places, you know, they're selling that, aren't they?
Are they?
Yeah, Mr. Sun.
The grumpy gringo.
I've never been in this place, but this looks really cool. We're all like, I think a lot of people order
Trying
from them or go online because you can like find all these, you know, hard to
pieces.
Find. Yeah. I feel like it'd be a really fun place to explore.
Yeah,
definitely.
One that I use called Renovation.
Okay.
And they do China.
Yeah. And this on the right is Hawthorne's Bottle Shop. This is another really cool local
sandwiches and,
and like a local wine and beer, like craft wine and beer. They have an outdoor sort of place. They're very active in the community.
There's an antique studio.
There's,
yeah.
It's like
now, do you have a way to get
things.
Back?
Super nice.
Well, we just use Uber.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Or is there another spot you would like us to drop you? Let's just make sure.
Yeah.
Here. What were you going to?
Where we're going to go next? What time?
Yeah.